everybody.
Hello. Welcome to my unboxing. This is a mystery package.
Joby, stop squeaking your pelt. It's like a 12-year-old as soon as you hit record.
I know. This is a package I received today from a fan.
From a fan?
From a fan.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
What?
He doesn't know me very well at all. It's a grape-flavored zero-sugar Gatorade electrolytes. Who do you think?
Dave?
No.
Gary?
Yeah. Glacier Freeze, zero sugar with Gatorade electrolytes. And Glacier Cherry, zero sugar with Gatorade
electrolytes. I just got two flavors.
Yes, he did. I like one of those three flavors. But I appreciate the thought. Thank you so much, Gary. For context, Gary has decided to run a Ironman next month, which is like a marathon on crack. And then just for shits and giggles, he's thinking about running an actual marathon 3 weeks after that. He's trying to get me to go with him. I'm not going to. But I am thinking about running a marathon next year. So, yeah, the running club is going strong. And we just went for a run the other day, so I'm guessing that he...
Max Running Club, there's a new segment.
Yeah.
And no, we're not talking about the cat, because that fucker is fat.
He doesn't run anywhere except under the deck.
Yes, except for under the
and
deck.
Or
maybe to the food bowl. Yeah, to the food bowl. He's been getting thinner with the stairs.
Are you sure you're not underfeeding him? He doesn't cry for food.
Can you stop telling me I'm a bad cat?
When did I say that? I'm just saying, are you sure?
I am positive.
Okay.
He's just fat.
Okay.
I wish we had video on right now, because I want to put him up to the mic and he can go, like that one video.
Yeah.
Cole's here as well.
Hello.
We tried to put him up to the mic last week, and
he didn't say
anything.
He had nothing to say.
He really likes, like, under that corner, laying on the curtain under your desk, though.
Interesting. He's doing it right now.
Did you post for that podcast this week?
Nope. I forgot.
Okay.
I have something to talk about.
Oh, God.
No, this is a good thing.
He put it down his very, very
so
seriously.
I get worried. I thought that was I got real worried there, and I have no reason to be.
Who else knows about the Lexus LS600H?
No.
I've heard of it.
What do you know about it?
Oh, fuck.
It's really cool.
Isn't it like a big SUV thing?
No.
Is it a new car?
It's a baller. It's a sedan. Like, it's an LS car, so it's a big sedan. It's a big body sedan.
New or old?
A little bit newer. They were like early 2000s-ish.
Okay.
Till 2009, I believe.
Oh, so 20 years ago?
Oh, wait. No, that's a 460. Hang on. Well, not from the 90s, I mean. It's from the 2000s. So, the LS600H. The 600 means it is... Hang on.
You were super prepared for this thing.
Super prepared. I thought I knew more about this car, but I don't want to get my facts wrong.
600 is the amount of horsepower it has, and H stands for the amount of hose it pulls.
600 hose?
That'd be insane. That's like... Wow.
That's so many hose.
That's all I think of is the E39. Lizard.
So it's a 5-liter V8 in it. Do you know what the H stands for?
Hybrid?
Yes.
Oh.
They made a hybrid with a V8 in it.
So where does
so the, cool!
Where does the 600 come from?
I don't know where the 600
is.
Why did you ask that?
I thought it had to do... I thought it was a 6-liter, but then I was like, I don't think it's a 6-liter. It's a 6-liter.
And yeah, so it used to be displacement, the numbers.
Yes.
So yeah. They just changed it. Well, as the generations went on, they just changed it to, like,
to whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
So it's generation/size.
So cool. A hybrid V8. They did not do that for economy reasons. They just did that because it's cool as fuck.
Just did it because they can. So what does this thing look like?
Yeah, it's a big boat. It's like a Celsior or an
okay.
60.
Boat wagon? Okay, mine.
No, it's a sedan. It's a sedan.
Oh.
I wish it was a wagon.
Oh, okay.
It's like
it's a big Avalon.
Yeah, it's a big Avalon. You can make them look cool. And it's a fucking V8 hybrid. That's so sick to me. And people are importing them like fucking hotcakes. I have gotten so many calls about them.
Speaking of imports, anyone who is listening, if you know how to import something from Poland, please let me know. Jesus. I need a 36 Touring so bad.
Yeah.
Like, would literally contemplate selling both of my testicles and one kidney for one.
We use the crash that pulled the tire of the UK.
That makes me so sad.
These were cheap beaters, like demolition derby cars.
That is so sad. And literally the only one for sale here. Keep in mind, this is not Pina, but it's $30,000. And that's $30,000, or that's a lot, not $30,000 more than I would like to spend. Yeah, if I can get one for free. Awesome.
$30,000 more.
It's like, it's
yeah.
Like $29,000 more than you'd like to spend.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
It'll happen.
It'll be really cool.
It'll happen.
There we go. It's heir to the internet. I will own a 36 Touring. That is without a doubt.
There you go.
So somebody knows somebody.
Should we set a timeline?
2030.
Oh, it's going to be well before then.
2028?
2020. Like, I'm going to be 100% honest.
2024.
I think I'll have one within the next 2 years.
Probably.
That's... You're
buy a second hard top for your convertible that would just slap it on the back and then you go. Do you know what
then you have a wagon. You do a cut-top wagon. Dude, you know what I should do? That'd be cool. Like a cut-back compact.
Ooh.
That would be kind of... Back. Yeah. It's like, you know those cats? You know those cats that look like they just ran into a wall and it's all flat their faces? That's what the back of that car would look like.
Yeah. It'd be a shooting brake.
Yeah. I would literally paint it the color of a brick, and that's what the nickname would be. It would be the brick.
Did you know that Canada is making school zone speed limits all the time? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm sorry, but who's playing at night?
Pedophiles. They deserve to be hit by cars.
How do you know that?
Yeah, if you put them on speed limit, problem solved.
What?
Put them on speed limit, they can't catch kids.
I think a kid is faster than an adult man.
Well,
I think they would have more stamina.
He's got a driver's license, so he's got to oblige to the speed limit.
Oh, okay. That's true.
You can only break one law.
You could be pulled over on a bike, okay?
Yeah.
I've known people who have gotten DUIs.
I see Tony got his car
impounded.
Tony?
That terrifies me.
What did he do?
We have the same fucking car.
What happened?
Minus a hydro. He's got a hydro. That's all he's got on me.
What did he do?
Someone explained it. Nothing! He was driving through the school zone. He didn't have DRLs. He got pulled over for that. And then, this is as far as I understand.
What are DRLs?
Daytime running lights.
Oh, okay.
Got pulled over for that, and then got ticketed for a bunch of shit. Like, they hit him with everything they possibly could. Exhaust, the steering wheel, probably camber or something, or wheel poke, or some other bullshit. And then they impounded the car.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah,
this was just recently.
Scares the shit out of me. I need to... Joey, please, can we fix my exhaust immediately?
I was ready last week.
I know! And then, well, there wasn't a hoist, and I was having a bad day.
This happened just recently?
Yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Like, yesterday night.
Because I won't lie, I've been seeing a lot of stuff, like, on people's stories, like, people getting pulled over.
It's the peace officers.
And that's
the fucking peace officers. It's not even the cops. It's the peace officers.
But that's been a very big reason why I haven't driven my car this year. It's like, I'm genuinely...
Yeah, you gotta be careful, man.
100%.
They can't touch me.
Why not?
It costs too old.
Yeah, they can't ding you for very much.
They can't ding me for anything.
What's the
exhaust?
Nope.
I think they can.
Nope.
Why not?
Because it's below the decibel.
Yeah, but they can... They don't give a shit.
Yeah, but it's
they will make some shit up.
Yeah, I'll just say it's restored.
Yeah, you could fight it for sure.
They're like, they can't ding me for anything. Car didn't come with their bags. Car didn't come with a cat.
Yeah.
I did, but it wasn't. It's exempt from the cat.
Yeah. They can't ding you for very much.
If the cop's having a bad day, you can take literally anyone.
Well, yeah. Somewhat. You can fight it, but like, I wouldn't be surprised.
But it would be a pain in the ass.
Got them.
What's the year requirement for cars?
Wait, what?
Like what he was saying.
I don't know how to answer that question.
It's like 25 years.
25?
Yeah.
For what?
Right.
So I'm like...
For for it to have that like exempt status.
Yeah, but like,
it's not. There's no age. It's like you don't need an airbag. Your car didn't come with one from factory. You don't need a cat if your car didn't come with one from factory.
But then, like,
right, like
there's certain cars that they just don't look at because they're classic. They know that they're classics.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
My car, like, if you took out like an old Datsun out or something, they just wouldn't look at it.
Yeah. My car, they very much look at it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that scares me, man. That's been a big reason why I haven't been driving that car, and I really want to drive that car. Doesn't help that all the stuff that's been going on in Edmonton recently.
With what?
Like,
people get,
yeah. Like, Mexico being
police officers, man.
Well, like, Mexico being on the news, police force saying they're going to start cracking down on it. Targeting
Mexico was on the news?
Yeah, the dude that, slammed to, like, the back of that truck and fractures. They fully had that video on the news.
Damn.
And,
didn't know that happened.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yep, he lived.
Damn.
That's an insane thing. This was only like 2 weeks ago. My dad was watching the news and he was like, hey, have you seen this?
That was when his accident was?
Oh, no. The accident was probably been like a month and a half now, like since it happened.
But, I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, it was on global news the one morning. My dad saw it and he was like, hey, I know like you don't do this stuff, but like might want to lay low for a bit. So unfortunately, they're really cracking down on not just motorcycle stuff here, but anything to do with motorsports here. So, yeah, I've been pretty stressed driving the car, but at the same time, I really want to, because I built it, I want to enjoy it.
Yeah. That is fair.
I love driving my car.
I know you do.
Well, other than when the drive shaft falls out.
Yeah. Joey beat me home, and then I came home, and he had his car half parked on the curb, and was underneath the rear end.
You're like,
and I was like, oh, for the love of fuck, what happened now? At least he made it to the driveway, and this isn't on the side of the road.
Well, he texted me saying, I was driving home and my drive shaft fell out, and I was picturing him, like, in the middle of...
Yeah, that's a very dramatic thing to say. That didn't happen, okay? I wanted to call you on the group chat for that, but I let it slide.
I was picturing you, like, directing traffic.
It did not fall out.
Well, it did.
It loosened off.
Yeah, it fell out of, like, where it's meant to be.
No, that's not the same fucking thing!
Wow, I'm gonna be honest, this whole time I thought you were dragging it down.
Yeah, exactly! That's what that implies!
Yeah.
Is it's on the ground.
Dragging the other shaft open.
Ew. Did you get a hole in your floor?
Probably.
Yeah, you're driving 240, right?
I think it's gotta be pretty heavy if it's putting holes in floors.
Oh, yeah.
anyways... I don't know. Cole, what did you do to your car recently? You did a bunch of shit.
Oh, yeah. When was the last time it was on here? Because I'm trying to think of, like, what I've done
since then. Talk about your car. Just talk about your car.
Okay, so I have an E36 Vert.
Vert?
Yep.
Convertible?
Vert, as the cool kids say it. yeah, so I bought the car.
So Vert, dude.
Totally burnt, bro.
Dude, did you see Cole at the trampoline park? He's got some serious
vert. He's got some serious vert.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know me, that's what I used to do before, like, skating and drifting. I used to go nuts on the trampolines.
Dude, look
that's not a hard thing to guess.
If you look at the Launchpad Instagram account coming up in August...
Yeah,
is that what she said you did post in August?
Yeah, apparently I'm going to have clips of myself posted on the Launchpad Instagram. Pretty dope, bro. I almost got a sponsorship from them. Still kind of salty about it, but whatever.
I feel like there's something undiagnosed about you.
What do you mean?
Like, being a trampoline kid just seems like something's not been diagnosed.
Probably. I have an insane amount of energy, so that's probably it. So yeah, getting back onto like my car and everything. Yeah, so I have an E36 Vert. I've had the car for about 3 or 4 years now. Originally got it just because, like, I've been super attached to, like, that chassis specifically, literally, for, like, for years and years. Actually, crazy enough that I don't think anyone here knows this, who I bought my car off of was a kid I used to go to high school with, and at one of the parties I went to in high school, he drove that thing there, and I remember being fucking so drunk and telling him, I'm gonna own that car one day. And sure as shit,
no
I do.
Way.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I just realized that, like, not, like, only a couple of weeks ago, which I thought was pretty sweet.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah. So yeah, I had the car for a couple of years. Didn't really plan on getting into drifting, and then it all started out with manual swapping it, because I bought it as an auto, and then welding the diff kind of just like went on from there. Kind of stuff that I've done a little bit more recently. I've pretty much replaced every single bushing in that car for like kind of just like street and track ones, so I can still daily drive it and it'd be super comfortable, but also drift on it and really don't have to worry about anything. All the reinforcement kits, like I would say I've built the car kind of how you should. I've done it the proper way instead of cutting corners.
Yeah, do it once, do it right.
Yeah, exactly. That's like been a huge like sort of thing that I keep in the back of my mind is I'd rather spend a little bit more money, do it once instead of tearing the car apart five different times and just constantly fixing mistakes.
Don't look at me like that.
But yeah, I've done just once. And then just recently, I got a hard top for the car finally because my back window was literally held together with nothing but tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got a hard top recently.
That's what makes it soft.
Exactly. which I got a really good deal for it. Shout out the guy that I bought it from. Old guy, unfortunately, got his car stolen and had that.
Damn.
Yeah, so I got
one really man's loss is another man's fortune.
Yeah,
whatever they say.
Literally.
Game.
And then I just converted the car to 5x114. So yes. I tore apart my rear end again.
Dude, I do that all the time.
Yep. And then...
Poor Jovi.
Talk about sponsorship? yeah, and then I got one of my homies, Kyle, shout Kyle, for 3D printing me a 5x114 template. And yeah, drilled my rear hubs completely by myself. I had to go get a taft in the machine shop because I was too worried about breaking the taft that I did have. But yeah, the car is 5x114, and literally yesterday I finished putting over fenders on my car. So my front wheels finally fit inside my fender wells.
Yes.
So yeah, the car looks pretty cool. On the way in today, I saw two people like almost cause accidents from how bad they broke their neck looking at my car.
Hell yeah.
Which feels pretty good, I won't lie, especially if you're not driving it.
Do you not get that in the wagon very often?
Surprisingly, no. It's a lot of the wagon is just people like,
love that.
I feel like a wagon is more like a if you know thing, though.
I think anybody can look at that thing and go, that is cool.
They go, it's nice, but like.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's
yeah.
How I feel. I
like,
think
it's a nice
like,
car.
You drive past
it's
it, and
so
you look
cool.
At it, and you're like, that's a pretty nice car. Whereas, like, the Vert is like, you drive
what
past
the
it.
Fuck?
Yeah, they're like, damn. Why the fuck poke out that much?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah. If I had to pick between the two, though, very much my favorite car is the convertible. And it's the pure reason that
the Vert.
I've done everything to it. I've done everything to that car. I have a vision set in mind for that car. And surprisingly enough, it's getting very, very close to starting to be that picture in my head. Which
hell
is,
yeah.
Which is very cool to see.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I've
had a lot of people even recently like just like text me and be like, yo, dude, like the car's looking sick and like progress on it has been like nuts over this last summer so far.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody does things quicker than you.
Yeah, it's because
I don't know anybody else that will get something done.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that. You get it done, like, very quickly, but, like, you do a lot. You procrastinate everything into one bit, and then you somehow finish it all. He will just be like, yeah, I'm gonna put a KVD key on it next week.
Yeah.
And then he just does.
And then he just does.
Yeah.
You would say that for a month and then do it. And then also do an engine swap and a rear end swap and do big brakes. Fucking everything all in 2 weeks, which is also impressive. But he'll just, he just says something, and I'm like, oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then he It like, does it.
Yeah, and then I post a picture to the group chat, and they're like, oh, fuck.
What?
Finished it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
No, I have to do it.
There you go, Joey. That's what's wrong with me. I set deadlines for in my head of, like, when I need to have stuff done, and then I'm like,
and then you meet them.
Oh, and then I get really stressed out about it, and it's like, oh, man, I really gotta get moving on this. Like, literally, with the Overfenders, I plan to finish that in 2 days, and I was like, dude, I literally have to finish this tomorrow night, or I'm not making it for the alignment.
Yeah.
So I pushed very heavily, and it worked in my favor.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Are you driving a Strato next week?
Yes. That's another thing that I've been, like, very, very much, like, excited and nervous for.
Yeah.
Funny, because it's literally the same emotion. It's just context. I think for, like, the last 2 years now, I really wanted to drive Strato, and one thing that's, like, super unfortunate about driving a convertible is usually if Specky is hosting it, I have to have a cage in my car. I've even asked if, like, running a hardtop is fine. Unfortunately, it is not for them. So, Strato Bash, which usually happens at, like, the end of August, I believe it is, or, like, start of September, that's the event that I was, like, really hoping to drive. Unfortunately, just because I don't have a half cage or anything like that, I can't drive that event, which I was pretty disappointed to hear earlier in the season. But good news is our saving grace 881. Shout out to those guys. I told you guys I love you on Instagram the other day, and I didn't even get a heart. Kind of upset, but it's okay.
Did they honor you? Did they read it?
Oh, they read it, but they didn't double tap.
Oh, like, they did read it. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They saw it.
JC, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
He don't know me yet, but after my driving on Wednesday, he gonna know me. That shit in the wall.
didn't say it was good or bad for reasons.
Yeah, exactly. No, so, yeah, Wednesday is Euro Bash, or they're kind of like my knight in shining armor. So, yeah, I've been literally just trying to prep the car for that. Basically, I just have to figure out tires and do an oil change on it, and should be pretty much ready to rock for Shadow Bash.
Hell yeah. Would you put a cage in it? Are you ever planning on caging it or not?
I will at some point.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is, like, I don't know. Like, a gutted drift car is very cool, but I also think it's just, like, the next step bougier if you keep your full interior. So that's the one thing that I've been, like, super toss up between is whether, like, do I just fully delete my back seats and just, like, get rid of them and, like, just do the cage that way or, like, get the cage. I think, if anything, if I do a cage,
it'll be a Bolton cage.
Yeah, I don't know.
A Bolton half cage.
We'll see. We'll see.
Dude, if you get like a Bolton one that's actually made for your car, not universal, you can just run it for Strato Bash and take it out after Strato Bash.
That's very true. Like, yeah, I could do that.
And then just whenever you're going to run Strato
Bash. It's kind of a pain, though. My Bolton cage is like.
It's not an F1. Like if you really want to keep your interior for every other time other than when you're driving Strato.
Yeah, it is like.
You can't keep it. It's technically possible. But yeah, you can also just keep interior when you have half cage.
I think I'd rather just half cage it and keep the interior. But
yeah,
that's the plan. I've had a lot of people tell me that I should just do like kind of half cage in the door bars. But in all honesty, I don't really like the impracticality of door bars and having to climb like over them.
It sucks.
Yeah. So
the,
yeah.
Like 3 times I got into Marco's car, I was like, "What the fuck?"
The least attractive thing a race car driver can do is get out of their car.
It gives you the itch.
It's oh
yeah
yeah.
You basically crawl out like a slug almost.
Yeah, it's not graceful.
I don't even have door bars that I get out like that anyway.
I'm just you're picturing just... that gif of the dude like pulling the driver out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like LeBall when they're fucking changing drivers.
Yeah.
Rip them out.
But I think like paint match cage, like half cage from my car.
Oh, you say really cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's kind of the plan. And then, I don't know, I've been talking about this all year and it just keeps getting pushed back further and further, but I do want to paint my car at some point. It was supposed to be in the middle of the season. Don't really know if that is going to happen anymore, but we'll see.
It's a good amount of downtime.
Yeah.
But there's also no drift practices pretty much all of July.
Yeah. And
so
I'm kind of with Joey. I'm kind of a little bit over sleep bad.
Like, which sucks, because I really want to do grassroots at 881 in Southern Boat.
Yeah.
But which... I'm not going to have enough time to practice. Or I don't even know if I'm going to have a car set up for that. But
if any authorities are watching, would like to listen to this part of the street up.
Yeah. It's very like, I'm down for that, but it, I don't know. It's getting riskier and riskier.
I know spots.
Yeah.
good
There's
list.
There's probably spots out by your
we
place,
need to, like,
right?
Oh, dude, yeah, we just need to leave the city.
Yeah.
There's one road that is right beside my dad's place. That
I mean, country. We need to leave the country.
Yeah.
Go to Mexico.
Yeah, my dad.
Not that Mexico, though. Fuck that Mexico.
Yeah. There's one road right beside my dad's house that if it was paved, it would literally be, like...
That's a fairly large cup.
Yeah, it's gravel. It is gravel. But that would full on be a toge. It is
my,
so sick.
If I had an LS 400 like yours, I would crash it.
I always forget that you have that thing.
Dude, I would
drop, like,
crash the shit out of that thing on that road.
Yep.
Every single day, I would be ripped on that road.
Yep.
That, oh. Gravel.
Well, okay.
LS 400.
This is the thing.
So comfortable.
I don't know what it is, but, like, the cars that I beat on, they survive. The cars that I just drive to and from work, they don't survive. I've blown up two transmissions just driving in a straight line. I don't know how. One of which, well, I think it's, like, half blown up. I don't really know what's wrong with the Forester. But that car will get totaled on that road. Without a doubt.
Yeah,
100%. I'm gonna put my helmet on and destroy that car on that road.
I'm gonna put a cage in just for one run.
That car, we had, like, this really shitty Civic for so long. And
ripped the e-brake up.
That's funny. That was how I was introduced to drifting. So, okay, this is going way back. Like,
okay.
I'm 22 right now. This was probably when I was, like, anywhere from 8 to 12. Anywhere in those 4 years. So, I grew up on an acreage. Funny, if you meet me, I don't look like a country kid. Or actually a country kid in the slightest.
Not at all.
Where I was raised my whole life. My dad had this super, super shitty Civic. And to go to the dump to take our garbage out, we would take the rabbit run. That's what we've nicknamed this road.
Mm.
And we were, like, just pulling up to, like, the start where it gets, like, super windy and whatnot. He goes, okay. Because me and my sister are in the car, he goes, okay, whatever happens inside this vehicle from this point on, you do not tell your mom. And we both just go, okay. And yeah, he, like, front wheel drive, and he
just
ripping his handbrake. And we're getting, like, full sideways, like,
tight.
Like, this is, like, old Japanese dude drive, like, drifting a front-wheel drive car. Like, that's what it felt like. And, yeah, it's, like, we come around this corner at one point, truck's right there, he straightens up for, like, 2 seconds and straight back to it. It's been, like, yeah, one of, like, I would say probably one of the core memories of growing up. I don't know if that's, like...
Alberta Initial D.
Yeah, literally.
Doing
a dump. Yeah.
I can't spill the D.
Yeah.
I can't spill the garbage. It'll smell.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know if, like, that's something of, like, that was kind of my start getting into, like, drifting and whatnot.
I'm not a therapist, but yes, definitely.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, my dad's been into, like, the whole hot rod stuff as well. So, I've always been, like, around, like, the cars in, like, a certain way. Just didn't really start learning them until I got my own.
Yeah.
But no, he helps me with the car. He tries and understands, like, what I'm doing, which is one thing I actually really appreciate from him.
Yeah.
I know there's definitely times I can be quite frustrating to work with, and it's because I put a lot of stress on myself. But no, Dad, if you're listening to this, massive shout out to you. You've helped me in many ways that I definitely needed it and probably wouldn't be able to do it on my own, so thank you.
Well, that was heartwarming.
God.
My
real deep, real fast.
I can hear the sorrow in Joby's voice.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of the backstory on me for people who don't know me.
I didn't know you.
Call this a cunt.
There we go.
No! For fucks! Now I have to fucking bleep something!
Twice. I've said it twice.
No,
I
did?
I didn't find the other one?
Yeah, leave it in. That one's deserved. I need to listen to that one back.
That's not my rule.
Whose rule is that?
Oh, I don't care.
There we go. It's in. That's a clip I'll play back for, like, Jovi driving back when we were driving back and forth back, watching his drifting clip in Marco's car.
That was so funny.
That's my clip right there.
That is.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for Sunderbo.
Me too.
Are you ready for Sunderbo?
I requested it.
Yeah.
Craig's trying to convince me to compete.
You should.
We'll see.
I'm doing it.
I don't know. It's like, I feel like I'm still like too new with anime. Like, I feel pretty comfortable with it already.
We'll see how Wednesday goes.
Yeah,
let's see how Wednesday goes.
Play by ear.
Yeah,
I think
right
that
now.
You should do it though.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll see.
Fuck it, we're not.
Why it blew up is GD.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. But!
So, wait, I never got clarification. Was that from what he did at Skidpad, or...
We don't really have any clarification, right? It just...
Can someone just explain this to me? That's all I saw was stories posted of his cars in the trees at the Skidpad, which I was like, sure, I almost did that last year, but how do you do that?
So he went too deep where that garbage can was.
Yeah.
Dropped the wheel in the dirt. The dirt grabbed the wheel. Spun him around, he went forward into the trees, bounced off a tree with the front bumper, and then spun another 180 back into the trees.
Holy.
Those cars are tanks.
Yeah.
The car is fun.
That's wild, because Nick's car, not the same story.
No.
That thing crumbles like a tin.
No, the second gen ones are fucking tanks, bro. Tanks.
I can test it out.
I have. It's true.
I hit the hardest part of the Corolla and destroyed it.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure I can find a weak spot in the G.
Oh, there's weak spots, but they take a lot. It's pretty surprising how much they take. But
anyway, call the weak spots in a G the G spot?
Maybe, yeah. It could be. It folds.
Yeah, I mean, you probably moan when you hit it anyway.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Anyways. Yeah, we don't know why it isn't. It's probably just because it's been redlined for the last 2 years.
Just all the time?
All the time. I can't blame that engine for blowing up, to be honest. But it's a weird blowout, because it's like, it's bearing material, which is really uncommon for VQs. Like, almost always if a VQ blows up, it's because it lost the gallery gaskets. Or some kind of timing tension, because that's driven by oil pressure. And that's usually why they blow up. So it's weird that he had a bearing failure, or what looks like bearing failure.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it will act like it. Like,
no, and like God knows when it blew up, too. Like, we don't actually know that. It could have been blown up that whole fucking drift practice.
Damn.
But regardless, it blew up. He's doing my dream engine setup. And I'm very excited and somewhat jealous. But he's doing a VQ37 bottom end.
Speaking of VQ35, I told Chase in his comment section, because he posted another picture of his 240, I said he should change his Instagram name to Poo40, and he was like,
yeah, that's just because you don't like the swamp.
Sorry, Chase, but I put you on blast, but a VQ and a 240, something don't add up.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what should be.
I don't know. I just...
Yeah, we know what should be in there.
Yes. If it goes well, I don't blame him.
35 or
35? If it goes well...
35D.
If it goes well, it's going to be kind of cool.
It's,
I won't lie.
It's somewhat cool. Like, the thing with VQs is they work. The problem with putting a VQ in something else is they're so highly controlled by cam bus that those engines fucking hate being in anything that isn't the chassis they came in. And so that's the part that I see problems with.
Yeah.
But, like, if it works, power to it, if it works,
yeah,
it's going to work because it's a VQ. And they just work.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
they just kind of do.
Yeah. No.
So,
Chase or Chaz, but... I'm excited to see it finished, but
yeah, I hope it goes well. I'm just very skeptical.
Yeah.
Why did he do that? Just for shits?
It was literally because it was the
cheapest. Because on paper, it is a really cheap swap, and it's a good idea because it's a really reliable engine, especially for drifting. And cheap, dirt fucking cheap.
You can bite the piss out of those things, and they still go.
Oh, yeah, they go.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But, yeah, I don't know. But anyways, he's doing,
He's near the end. He's getting closer.
Know, he's getting closer.
Yeah, it's super sick. Like, I'm starting to believe that car will actually be at a drift practice probably at the end of the season. I think it'll make it.
That'd be crazy.
So.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be so sick.
But, why it's doing... So his G is a 35HR from factory, because it's a second gen. doing 37 bottom end on it. So you get, I believe you run 3.7 liters displacement, right? Or does the head change?
I don't know if the head overly changes the displacement. I'm pretty sure on the VQs it's rod length that changes the displacement. Because the VQ30s are the same as the 35s, they're just different rods.
Okay.
From what I understand.
Yeah. So I think it's still a 3.7 liter, but then you run the 35, the 3.5 liter that came in his car from factory head and top end, because then you can A, run the same wiring harness, B, it flows better than the 37 head, and it also doesn't have VVL.
Yeah.
Which is a nightmare.
VVL sucks.
VVL sucks dick.
It's like VTEC.
So, those, there's a hot take. Yeah, he should be making about 350 wheel. NA, which is unreal.
Yeah.
If he does cams, he could get close to 400 wheel.
400
wheel NA, which is nuts. That's nuts. The dream setup for me would be that setup, but with ITBs.
That'd be sick.
I don't know really if that'll ever happen.
Yeah.
But it would be fucking gangster. It'd be so cool.
That would be really sick. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what Wyatt's doing. Pretty cool. Excited about that. Gonna bang it out. Get all the kinks out for when I blow up my car, and I get to do the same thing.
Hopefully.
And he's doing it for cheap, too. Like, all in, he's gonna be like $1,500, I think, into this.
Yeah.
Plus labor, obviously, but like, it's not a lot of parts. And it's 37s are cheap. That's the reason people do this swap.
Yeah.
It's because the 37 bottom, like, the 3.7, like, you get a little bit more power, which is nice, but like, the best part of the 37 bottom end is that it can handle like 600 horse if you're supercharging or turboing it.
Yeah.
Which is like a solid amount for a stock bottom end. But you're never going to make that if you're running an A.
Yeah.
So like, that does, like, and the 35, they'll hit 400 or 500 stock too. So you don't really get, it is stronger technically, but you don't really get that benefit.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you get a little bit of power, but it's fucking cheap. The 37 bottom ends and engines in general are so cheap because they came in fucking everything. Mm. And a million G37s. Mm. Like, fucking everywhere. They're so cheap. It's wicked.
And they're all crashed.
And they're all crashed because they're 37 owners.
All right, Jason, following in your footsteps, E36 is getting a VQ.
No, don't do that.
It'll never happen.
I will kill you.
It will never happen.
I hate that so much.
There's two possibilities for swaps that will go into that car eventually, and it's either going to be a 1UZ if I want to go V8, but because everything is V8 here, I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Or a 2J.
Yeah. I think a 1J. If you're going to do JZ, it should be a 1J.
Still too many syllables.
Still should be a Beams, though. Should be a Turbo Beams, but we don't have to talk about that. I just think the other thing about VQs being a dumb swap is that you're doing so much effort to put a shit sounding engine in your car.
Yeah, it's always
like it's that's awesome. It's so much like always do single tip on VQs.
Yeah,
always single tip and do long tube headers and yeah, have a muffler too and like a resonator in there. And they don't sound bad when like I will say they sound pretty good for a VQ.
So like
there's every single time we talk about how if a VQ sounds good, it's for a VQ.
Yeah.
And I just think that noise should be a really big consideration when you put an engine in a different car.
Yeah, for sure.
I really like my VQ and my G. I don't think I would ever swap a VQ into a car. Okay. I don't see, like, I love that engine, but I would never put the effort into putting it into it.
This is one thing that I actually would like to know everyone's opinion on.
Okay.
What's the best sounding engine?
Like, ever or, like, obtainable? Ever?
Oh, okay, let's do obtainable.
Yeah. So not, like, an LFA V10 or something.
Yeah, no, like that.
A Lambo V12 or something.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not, but, like, an obtainable engine to put in something.
Like, really,
I should say. Because, like,
I'd swap
it. It's technically possible.
I'd swap an LFA V10 into my 240 right now.
Somebody tried to swap an LFA V10 into something, and they could not find an engine.
Let's say with
like they quit, almost impossible to swap something with.
Like if you wanted to place good bets when you can like pull this thing out of Edmonton right now, you could. We'll say that. Or like even just like
if I was picking an engine purely for sound.
Yeah.
It would be an ITB Century V12. Toyota V12.
I don't even know what that sounds like.
If I never heard of that. It's a V12. It screams. It's
crazy.
And they're pretty attainable.
Like, yeah.
They're not hard to get.
Joby.
My car.
Yes. Oh, I should have known.
No, specifically my car, though.
Fair.
Other than that...
I mean, we're talking obtainable, though, right?
Yeah. What would you pick non-obtainable?
Cosworth DFD.
Yeah. Okay, I figured it would be Cosworth. Yeah.
Cosworth would be the best shit.
I know. Mac?
I don't know enough to comment.
In all honesty, I think, like, RB.
I think RB's so good. RB26. Like Smokey.
Yeah.
Corey's car. That is one of the best sounding cars I've ever been around.
Yeah.
Like, that thing is incredible sounding. I would rather put a Jay-Z in something. See, then even his engine, and I know his works. They're such a fucking headache.
Yeah.
See, and they're incredible engines.
It's funny. The
same thing with the VQs.
The two engines that I have acronyms for is RB is really bad, and SR is super bad. That's literally how I depict them. Yeah, if you didn't have to deal with all the shitty stuff of an RB, literally one of the best sounding engines, hands down, in my opinion. But I love, like,
they're just such a cunt to set up.
Jay-Z's sounds so good as well.
Now that I'm allowed to say it, I'm gonna keep saying it.
And then
I don't know where you got this rule from.
Somebody said we're not allowed that word.
Which?
The C word.
Oh.
Cosworth?
Yes.
What's an acronym for beams then?
Best ever anything made.
Oh, wait.
What did you just spell?
Beam.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I was thinking beans.
Oh.
I was visualizing the word beams.
Best
beams.
Every time, anytime, motor.
Yeah. What about the S? Super?
Suck it, bitches.
I'm stuck on break everything. Break everything.
As much.
Ooh, super.
Yeah, and more stuff.
And more stuff.
Yeah, break everything and more stuff. I like that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's ironic because they don't break.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, what about M52? Moron 52!
So what other four cylinders do you guys like?
Cosworth YB.
Okay,
Cosworth got a hold of it, slapped a twin cam head on it,
a twin
and somehow is able to make 600 horsepower.
It's just in the morning. It's a.m.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You get it?
No.
Did you get it? That's okay. Someone will please see the comments.
Okay. Gable just randomly started talking. Yeah.
Incredible.
The enemy auto with an empty engine bay. What four cylinder are you putting in it? Don't say rotary because I know you'd want to put a rotary in it. That's why I said four cylinder.
Doesn't count as Doritos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I just said engine, Joey would have said rotary.
Yeah. What would I put in a Miata? That's a good question.
I know what I would put.
Like, beams is pretty obvious, but I'm trying to think outside the box here.
Annoyingly, I've seen it done before, but I would go fucking Ecotec.
Yeah, Ecotec's not bad. I put a Z-Tec in it. Ford Z-Tec.
Ford Z-Tec, yeah.
That's what I would do. Or even a Duratec.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
All pretty good options. What are you putting in it?
I don't know shit about four bangers. I asked if a K was four. Is it a K four cylinder?
Yeah,
it's six.
Yeah, it's a four cylinder truck motor.
Maybe that.
They are one of the coolest motors ever.
Yeah.
It's like you took a truck motor V8 and just cut it in half.
Yeah.
And then it's just this hilarious piece of machinery that just doesn't do a lot, but whatever it does, it does it forever.
Ever since watching NLZ's video on like the high comp K that he did in his S13, that's when I kind of started being put on the map for me. I was like, this thing's actually
cool, man. People need to do high comp turbo builds more often.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People are missing out so much power with it, because, like, Wyatt, not our Wyatt, but the other Wyatt.
Yes.
So Wyatt. Yes. He's got, like,
his stupid low comp.
It's like 6.5 to 1.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard of anybody go that low compression.
That's insane.
On a JZ, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work that low. It doesn't work with the boost.
So,
when it's in boost, it fucking screams.
Yeah,
so
you can throw 30 pounds at it. It doesn't do anything because there's no compression. But it's like, in comparison, a beams is like 12 to 1.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Which is like stupid high for like.
For what it is.
An engine, an economy, a supposed economy engine that's.
Yeah.
On like 91.
They're not economy engines.
No.
At all.
Actually, no, mine's pretty good on gas.
Yeah, they're not bad, but they're not like.
I haven't filled up since Strato, and I'm still at half a tank.
God damn, that's insane.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And I've got a 40 liter tank.
Yeah, but does your gauge work?
Yeah, I've
been in half a tank since I bought the car.
I have a tank for like 2 years now. <that's right. laughs>
MT is half tank.
Okay.
On the gauge.
Oh, okay.
So you're at like 3/4 tank right now?
On the gauge.
On the gauge.
On the gauge, yeah.
That's funny.
Because if I turn left really hard, it shows empty, which is like half of the tank. Because I got half a tank, so it sloshes to one side.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, if I turn right really hard, it goes empty.
And then Nissan's and fucking gas gauge is not working.
That's a Toyota.
I know his is a Toyota.
Yeah, but it's because I got an aftermarket gauge.
It's also very much a Nissan thing. Like, I had. My G's is broken. Most people's G's and Z's are. And then I had somebody text me about their SUV, too. And I was like, oh my god, it's
my Nissan's have all
worked. Mine has not. My Nissan Multi had
a
dead spot in it. So if it got something like 3/4 of a tank, it would go empty. And then it wouldn't work again until it was a half tank.
Did you know him? Did you know us during the Multi era?
I did not know you guys during the Multi era.
That was I would say it's the most dangerous car he's owned since I've known him. not my least favorite.
Okay.
But it was the most death trappy car.
What's your least favorite? Yeah, that's fair.
The Protégé.
That thing was incredible.
I completely
understand why you hate it. That car was incredible.
I hate
that thing was a fucking trooper.
No, it was not. It was a terrible fucking shitty car before, left me stranded in a construction zone in a tiny skirt and high heels, and I had to push it up the fucking hill in Kimberly late for my shift while all of my regulars drove past me and didn't stop to help, and then I had to just fucking leave it on the side of the road and walk to my shift.
Your hatred of it is fair.
I hated it before that.
Getting it home that night was fucking it was hilarious.
So incredible. Funny.
So funny. That thing was so fucked up. I hated that thing so much. I don't know where it is these days. I hope it's in hell.
I think it's still running. It's still fucking running. Because fucking Tyler bought it off of Jovi.
Right.
And Jovi was like, I cooked this thing. Like, this does not have anything like
that. And then Tyler was
like, around in it and drove around in it for a whole summer. And then sold it running. And I'm sure
he gave it back to me.
Plan, but then there was literally traffic, so he couldn't. He had to stop.
So then I got Mac. What were you driving at the time? Was it, did we have the green Civic as well?
I don't. Was it the Fozzy? No, because I wouldn't.
Fozzy.
No, that was the GCA.
No, it was another shitbox.
It might have been the green Civic.
I think it was the green Civic or green? A Civic.
Was it the Integra, maybe?
It might have been. But anyway.
Was it the RSX?
No.
No.
The RSX came way later. But it was something else that we had that was a shitbox that Mac was driving. So I got it to bump push me.
the other car through the intersection
so we could bump start it.
I was being kind of hesitant because I didn't want to just fucking crash the two cars together in the middle of the road. But, like, he was fucking yelling at me. Like, he was hanging out the driver's window like, go, go, hit it, come on, we gotta go, we gotta fucking go. Like, I'm in the middle of the intersection here, let's fucking go. And I was like, I'm trying not to just, like, crash these cars together, like.
So I get it going, and then, very much, I can't see shit. I got no lights at all. The dash isn't lit or anything. None of the gauges are working.
But I have to stay behind him because I need to bump start him.
Yeah. And then, like, I didn't, like, have plate lights or anything. So, like, I was definitely going to get pulled over if someone saw me.
Yeah.
And, like, screaming at, like, 5,000 RPM.
How
minimum.
Fast were you allegedly going?
Allegedly, like, 150 in this thing.
Yeah. Oh,
just
my
screaming.
God.
I was like, they're, like, I don't know how much life this thing has left.
Yeah.
To try and get me home.
Yeah.
And then we go like the back way through the town when we get to Cranbrook.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow I just keep. I think you bumped pushed me one more time on that junction by our old place.
I know exactly. Yeah.
And
right by what's his nuts' house.
Yeah.
Who bought the
MRT? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then we get to the house. I pull in like we had like this shed on the driveway. And there was, like, these three spots that we parked, like, all of our shitty cars. And I managed to, like, put it in one of those spots, shut the car off, and all you can hear is, like, and we open the hood, and bang! The rad just completely blows up, and you can feel the heat, like, a mile away.
Yeah.
And then, like, we turn the key on, and, like, I think we, like, jump the battery or something just to see what the gauge was, and, like, the temp gauge was, like, pegged. Like, it was, like, way off. Like, way past hot. It's like, oh, yeah, we cooked this thing.
Yeah.
And, like, definitely blew the head gasket on it. And it's still a rat.
That's insane.
Threw rat in it, and Tyler threw rat for summer.
Yeah, Tyler threw rat.
The rat literally exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, like, split from
so
end
hot.
To end. Like, the plastic on the top.
That is insane.
And it exploded so hard, the two brackets that hold it on.
would be hot on my neck. Like, yeah. It would last for about 4 minutes. and drive it all the way up to Kimberly. And yeah, sometimes I would go through the town and sometimes I would take that back way, like Joey was talking about, depending on how late I was. And that day I was driving and I just, like, the car had been making noise the entire time I'd had it, but it was really, like, struggling to climb the hills and stuff on my way in, and I just had a gut feeling, and I was like, I have to take the back road today. And I made it, like, onto the back road, and then I went to gun it up a hill, and I, like, downshifted and put my foot down, and it did nothing. And I was like, oh, no. So I, I pulled over at, there's, like, a, I don't remember what it is, like, a tech building or something there. I pulled over and parked it in the parking lot and texted my coworker who I saw driving behind me, and I was like, hey, I need a lift. And I just left it there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, after my shift, Joey and you guys brought the truck and trailer up.
Oh, no, I wasn't there for the truck. No. I got the snaps. Liam was there.
Yeah,
Liam was there. I think you were still living in Fernie.
I think I was, yeah.
Yeah.
The multi, though. Oh, my God. That
thing
was hilarious.
Death trap. We went to Fernie and back in that.
Yeah. That thing was amazing. I remember one day I woke up and the tire was flat on it. I was like, okay, and bear in mind, it's like dumping snow. And I slammed this thing too.
Yes.
So it's like on the floor. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So like, it had, it wasn't like flat, but it was like low enough that like I noticed. And I pulled out onto like the main road in Cranbrook and the tire just exploded. And it just like shreds. Like there was nothing left of it. So I just drove on this rib.
Yeah.
All the way to work, and then parked it, and then left it there. And someone, like, at one point, like, while I was working, was like, you know, your car's missing a tire. I was like, yeah, no, I know.
Don't work like that.
Yeah.
There was something fucky about the shifter wasn't there. I can't remember exactly.
Oh, it just had so much play in it, you had no idea what gear you were in.
That sounds like my
Yeah, it sounds like cool.
And then the clutch pedal would get stuck to the floor. Same with the brake pedal.
The seatbelts were mediocre at best.
Yeah, the seatbelts were allegedly working.
How did you end up with that thing again?
Because I had a coworker who was like, I have this really weird Nissan.
He was like, I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, yeah, I have this really weird, like...
She?
Yeah, Danilla.
Oh, right, it was Danilla.
And she was like, yeah, like, if you can get this thing started and drive it off my property, you can just have it. And I was like, okay, what's wrong with it? She's like, well, I think the brakes are seized and like, the battery's no good. I was like, okay, cool. So I grabbed a sledgehammer, a pro bar, and another battery. And a 10 mil. And I went there, changed the battery out, got it fired up, let it warm up, because obviously it hadn't been started in years.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen oil like that. it was just like sludge.
Oh.
And I got this pry bar, and who was I with? I was with someone else at that point. Like, was it Ricketts? Maybe it was with Ricketts?
Probably.
No, I think it was Chris Cleavery.
That would make sense.
I think
yeah.
He was with me that day. And so I got him to hold the pry bar against the brake drum behind the wheel, and I just wailed on it with a sledgehammer. Like I snapped the tip of the pry bar off, and I cracked one of the drums. Break it free. But I got them free. We jumped in, put it in gear, and drove it home. Never fixed that brake drum.
Nice.
Never did an oil change on it.
Nice.
All I did with it was I cut the rear springs. No, it wasn't springs in the rear. No, it was like a weird, like,
it was weird.
Yeah, it was a really weird, like, swing arm setup. I can't remember what I did.
Did you put it on pucks?
No, it was on Civic lowering springs on the front that I cut.
Right.
It's like the camera used.
Yeah. And then I did something weird on the rear. And then I drove it, like, pretty much every day.
That whole winter
until spring came by and a brake line blew on it. And then I pinched it off. And
what the fuck?
And then I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. So I put it up for sale. I put it up for like a grand, I think. And this kid from Fernie. Was it Fernie or was it Sparwood?
I don't
know. Came up.
That seems like more of a Sparwood.
He was like, I really want this. Like, saying. I'm not responsible for this. I've declared like, everything wrong with it. Like, the break kind's gone.
It's like an extra like, clause that he had added onto all of his transfer papers.
Well, no, and then, but, like, he was saying to me, he's like, I've got a trailer, like, at the bottom of the hill. Like, I'm loading it up on a trailer at the bottom of the hill.
No.
I was like, okay, that's really weird that you would park it outside the house, but whatever. Like, if he's telling me that he's got a trailer, like, I'm gonna believe it. Like,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
But, like, and, yeah, no, he drove all the way home.
Nice.
We watched it disappear around the corner, and then it's like, I still hear it. It's still going. I still hear it. There it goes.
I was like, that Nissan Titan that I had. I had a Titan.
Okay, we can keep going like
that. That was before my time.
Okay, well,
Nissan Titan.
The Titan. It had no gas in it. Alright, I paid like, I think it was like a grand for it or something.
What's with you and Nissans with no gas in
them? I don't know.
loves them.
Apparently.
If it has gas in it, he doesn't want it.
No, fuck that.
I had it up for sale for like, I think it was like 8 grand or something. I did a bunch of work on it. Put it up for 8 grand. Some kid from Fernie, again, really wanted it. I don't, what is it with Fernie kids and Nissans?
I don't know, man.
That's where we found the 240 as well.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And he,
I found the 240.
That's where Ray found
it. I was responsible for that shit show of
a
car.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
But he really wanted this Titan. He was like, I really want it. I'm going to come tonight. And he like managed to get up to the Cranbrook that night. Like, he hitchhiked.
That's insane.
Like, all the way there. And then he was like, can you like, go anywhere on price? I was like, nah, dude. Like, I've dropped it for $1,500 for you. Like, I think I ended up selling it to him for like $6,500. And he gave me the cash, and I signed the paperwork and gave it to him. And I was like, yeah, you might want to go fill it up, but there's no gas in it. And he's like, well, do you think this is going to be enough in it to get to Fernie? And I was like, absolutely not. And he's like, okay, well, I just gave you all the money that I had to my name.
Wow, this sounds like me and the LSD.
Yeah, it does, actually.
And I was like,
you did borrow money from Michael for gas that night.
Yeah, I spent every dollar that I had.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was like, okay, well,
good luck.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you decided to buy this, and you got the truck and drove. And then, somebody texted me that like, never really spoke to me. And they're like, did you break down, like, at, what was that fucking, is it Elko?
Oh, yeah, Elko.
No, Jaffrey.
Jaffrey.
They're like, did you break down to Southside Jaffrey? And I was like, no, I'm at home. I'm like, oh, well, your Titan truck is here. On the side of the road, it hasn't done. I was like, huh.
Didn't make it.
Yeah. I just sold it, and they're like, oh, okay, not your problem with that. And I was like, nope.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was the Titan.
The Titan.
Made $4,500 off that.
Nice. Wow.
Stocks.
Drove it once, hated it.
Yeah, that sounds like the average.
You said that the third brake light, it would leak water through it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was like, all the back of it was like, water stained. Oh. The headliner was like, ripples of water stain.
Oh.
It was gross.
Gross.
Can't well, really wonder it, though.
That's what they are.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to that.
The Cole episode.
Yeah, the Cole episode.
The Cole episode.
Yeah.
Cole episode.
The Cole episode.
Yep. It's also gone very dark around us while we've been recording.
It has gone very dark.
We started in...
What's your Instagram name?
Cold.
Wow. Someone had this edge.
Cold the nuts.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Yep, happy Pride. See y'all next week.
Love you, bye.
Bye.